Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bosman. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The DH, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Champion. And now, play ball. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Champion juggles the ball. That's an error on Champion. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lowenstein moves to third. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ellis. The throw from Moore and he is out, Yount applying the tag. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Porter reaches second base with a double. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Gamble moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gamble tags and scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, Brewers, 1. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Alvarado reaches second base with a double. McCraw scores. It's 2-1, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Duffy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ellis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gamble moves to third. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alvarado bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Champion covering, for the out. Gamble scores. Bell moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Duffy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Spikes chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Alvarado. Alvarado fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Alvarado. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Yount moves to third. It's 4-2 Indians. Tom Buskey now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Money takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. Spikes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Tom Murphy now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Briggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Briggs reaches second base with a double. Scott moves to third. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Porter strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Ken Berry. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Coluccio now playing center field. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.